It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Hi, welcome to Remote Control, the Variety's TV podcast. I'm Deborah Birnbaum. Every week, we'll bring you conversations with some of the best and brightest in television, working behind and in front of the camera. On today's episode, we're talking with Evan Peters about this season of American Horror Story. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Deborah Birnbaum, and it's my pleasure to welcome Evan Peters.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So let's talk about American Horror Story. How does this season compare to you, for you, to other past seasons?
Well, it's a lot more work, for sure. Yeah, a lot of characters. It's more grounded in reality, which I think makes it a lot scarier. And then, it was just a pretty exhausting season.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
How much did you know going into it? How much did Ryan tell you about what was coming for you?
I didn't know much. I just knew that I was playing a cult leader going into it. Kind of a Manson-esque type guy. But then I didn't find out until episode 5, I think, that I was going to be playing Andy Warhol. And then episode 7, Ryan asked me if I wanted to play Manson, and I said yes. And then a couple of days later, I found out that I was going to be playing all the different cult leaders. So episode 7 was pretty exhausting.
I'm sure. How do you even begin to put yourself into the mind of a cult leader?
Oh, God. I don't know. I just read a lot of books, and I tried to figure out how they manipulate everybody into keeping them in their cult and how to keep making them do these sort of horrific things. So that was pretty much it. Just tried to dissect it and then do it. I mean, it was written that way, so it wasn't that hard to do, which was great. So,
have you set after 7 seasons? Have you sort of settled into the rhythm of doing this show? Are you getting more comfortable with it?
No, every season presents new challenges, and is harder and harder, basically. So, no, I'm not comfortable at all doing the show. It still terrifies me and stresses me out and makes me a crazy person. So that's sort of American Horror Story, not only to watch, but to shoot. So, yeah.
Well, this season, you're definitely playing one of the scariest characters you've ever played.
Thank you.
How'd you come up with the idea of the blue hair? Was that your idea or Ryan's?
The blue hair was my idea. I don't know. It just made me think of Michigan and Detroit. And there's a movie I saw growing up called SLC Punk. That there's just something about the inner city that and they're obviously from the suburbs, but bringing that into the suburbs, the blue hair. I know where I grew up, everybody, you have a natural color hair. You know, maybe you highlight it or whatever, but nobody had blue hair, and when they did, they really stood out. And that was sort of the whole thing about Kai for me, is that I wanted him to lure people in and attract them and to make them think and to also sort of turn the whole town and world upside down. So, the blue hair was sort of, for me, it was something that allowed me to get into that headspace and sort of helped to, make people's eyes gravitate towards me, you know, the other characters. So that's why I made it blue. I wasn't initially wanting to have it that blue. I was like, well, maybe we can have it be like kind of washed out, you know, like maybe it was blue a while ago and it's kind of faded out from that. But Ryan specifically wanted it to be a very strong blue because Kai, he said, the name means strong. And so then we had to dye it a couple times a week, which was very frustrating. But I think it did look strong. It's a very strong blue.
It is absolutely a strong blue.
Yeah.
I should say was. I'm happy to report you no longer have blue hair.
Yes. Very relieved to not have blue hair.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
What motivates Kai? Is it just politics? Is it power?
I think both. But I think politics is his means to get as much power as he can. So I think ultimately power. But yeah. Politics is the way to get there.
How far is he willing to go to get it?
Oof. Yeah, obviously incredibly far. I don't know when does this air?
It's going to air on Friday.
Okay.
We can talk about this week's episode.
I've already killed my brother. So
yes. You've gone pretty far.
I mean, going as far as to kill your own brother, you know, to maintain your power and your status and your symbols to your followers is incredibly extreme.
Is he insane, do you think? Or do you think he's just sort of so self-driven that he's so motivated?
Oh, no, he's insane. I mean, he lost it. I think his parents dying made him lose it. And it was just a downward spiral from there. I think he had ideals and, you know, he just had an idealistic viewpoint of the world. So he just kept going after that, but it all got warped when his parents died and he saw the way the world was and just trying to save it and fix it. So he's a savior complex, trying to save his parents, trying to get more power because he feels like he has none. So it just all flipped a switch in him. You know, the chip was already there, but it's just everything made him officially insane. So
you said that this season is scarier because it relates more to the real world. How do you, you know, are you paying attention to the headlines too? Are you feeling like you're playing a Trump-like character?
Yeah, I try to, you know, you watch it as much as you can, but it feels like a repeat. Yeah, in a way, I guess.
How much can Ryan push you? I mean, what kind of conversations do you have with him in terms of what you're going to do with the character? Can you ever really say no to him?
You can say no to him. There's always, you know, the phone is always open for some dialogue and some conversation, but I feel like Ryan is obviously a very smart person and a very creative person, and he's having the character do what he does for a reason, whether that's to, you know, throw a mirror up to the real world or to frighten people or to awaken them. I think he has his finger on the pulse, and it's just in your benefit to sort of go with it, you know. And I think also it's like it's always a challenge to do what he has the character do. So I really like being a part of that.
What do you think people should take away from this season? Do you think there's a larger message for it?
Yeah, you'll have to see, I guess, at the end. It's pretty self-explanatory or explanatory. Which one is it?
Explanatory.
Explanatory. Self-explanatory. I just have to watch to figure that out.
How would you describe the ending? Did it surprise you?
No. I saw where it was going. And I'm glad it went there. I think it's smart. I think it does say a lot. And I think it's very cool. And it's the way it should be. And it's kind of, you know, it's very cool because there's a lot of power, you know, being taken back by women, which is very, very cool. And I think that the show really connects with that. And it's very cool.
What conversations do you have with your cast members as you're sort of going through the process of making this?
What are we doing here? This is insane. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Why are we here? No, it's cool. Like I said, it's a crazy show, and it's very challenging, and it's a horror show, so everything is pretty extreme. You know, there's a lot of terror, there's a lot of crazy things going on, but it is also, you look at it and you go, wow, it's like, what other television show would we be able to do stuff like this? So it's also a real honor to work on it, and really fun and challenging as an actor and human. So, I think we just try to laugh as much as we can at the craziness of it all, but then also to try to serve the story and do it as best we can, because there are a lot of fans out there who like the show, and it is kind of saying something about our world. So it's cool to be a part of.
It definitely feels like this season especially is talking a lot to headlines.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see where it all ends up.
Yeah.
But it's nice when Ryan has a message to say. I mean, and then certainly being part of an ensemble, I mean, you guys, you know, how do you all work together? I mean, did you feel like it's, you know, you're sorry, I'm not being very articulate, mm-hmm. but that you're gelling together, like, given that you've, you know, worked with Sarah Paulson before.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sarah's just incredibly funny and warm-hearted and light-spirited, and to work with her, especially on this dark show, is it's always a pleasure. I love working with her, and I think she's incredibly talented and a great actress, so it's cool to get to work with her to see how somebody can sort of dive in and out of a character. I can't really do that. I have to stay kind of serious for the most part, but Sarah's really talented and can kind of go in and out, which is very cool to watch, especially when you're in the scene with her and you're like really, you know, getting into it. And
you guys definitely get into it.
Yeah, it's fun. It is really fun. I mean, she's a true actress and artist in that way, and it's cool to work with her and watch her.
What have you learned from the experience of being on Horror Story for all these seasons?
I don't know yet. I'm still trying to figure it out. I guess it's been, you know, creating a character every season has been an incredible challenge, and to try to do it in a real way. Sometimes the shows are a little bit more fantastical than reality, so it's hard to sort of ground that in a weird way. So that's kind of always been a challenge. Massive amounts of dialogue. I never thought I would be able to memorize all that dialogue. And I still don't know how I'm doing it. I had no idea how I was getting it done. But you know, they always say it's like a muscle, and I always say bullshit, you know. I don't know what you're talking about. It's not a muscle. But it is kind of like a muscle, and it's like a part of your brain that you just keep using, the memorization part, and it just gets easier and easier and easier until it almost becomes second nature. So that was something that I never thought I would be able to do. You know, I just thought we could be able to do like one little line here, but the show, they write these honestly gigantic monologues. They take up a whole page, sometimes two, and it's quite a challenge. So I've learned that I can do that, which has been cool. And this particularly season, trying on all these different characters in one season and acting with myself as different characters was something that I never thought I would be doing or be able to do. You know, that's like Eddie Murphy. I just kept feeling like I was Eddie Murphy in The Nutty Professor. Which is kind of cool.
The twisted version.
The very, very twisted version. But it was, that's been really educational, and it's been awesome because, you know, Ryan sort of gave me the chance to do it, you know, which is cool too, which I sort of learned is that, you know, once you get an opportunity, you can kind of, you know, you have to sort of rise to the occasion. You can't, I mean, there was no way about it. I had to play the roles, and it was going to be shot on Tuesday, so I had to be ready, you know. So that was, there was no room for self-doubt, you know. I had to sort of get rid of that. And, you know, I've always doubted myself, and I still do. really horribly, actually.
Really?
So yeah, it's terrible. So it was cool to sort of put that aside and just try to have confidence and believe in myself. And so that was kind of awesome to learn about myself as well.
Does playing someone like Kai, who is so confident, help you with that? Does it help you feel more confident?
It did.
Because he has no doubts.
No, I know. That was cool. It to be in the skin and the power that Kai has, sort of order people around and be adulated the way that he was by this airs Friday, you said?
Yes.
By the Proud Boys, the some of those guys. It's the way they treated you in the scene, and it was quite empowering, because I don't feel that a lot in everyday life. So it was pretty cool in a sick and sick twisted way. But it was very, very empowering. But the problem was is that he's too much, and he's too crazy and too over the top with his confidence. So
clearly
grandiosity. Maybe I'm dyslexic. I'm not sure.
I think you got it.
All right.
How far is Kai going to go? I mean, how far is he going to push his power?
All the way. Kai certainly takes it, just when you think he can't go anymore, he continues to take it to the next level. I mean, I don't want to give it away, but I mean, it's all going to fall apart. You know, he's going to use every last drop of everything that's personal to him and important to him to go after what he wants and sort of throw everything that matters to him and was meaningful to him away to succeed. So he will stop at nothing.
I'm definitely afraid.
Yeah, definitely.
That's our headline. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Yeah.
Was there one thing that scared you while you were doing this?
Oh my God, so much. Just like I said, the daunting task of playing all these different characters. You know, they all speak differently. They all move differently. How was I going to look like them?
You pull it off.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it was fun. It was a lot of work, but it was really fun to sort of finally be able to do it. You know, like you prep, and then you finally get there and be able to do it. It was just sort of fun and kind of liberating. So, but yeah, it was terrifying when I found out I was playing Manson. It was a terrifying thought. And Kai continues to get crazier and crazier as the season goes on, and more amped up, and the Adderall intake becomes more and more, and the energy level gets higher and higher, and he gets crazier and crazier. And I was a little bit scared that I would, like I said, felt good to be Kai, to have power, but also I was a little scared that I would bring a little bit of it home and start to act, you know, like a jerk here and there. And so I was trying really hard to shed that at the end of the day and just kind of put it to rest and then go back to being me for a little bit. So I was kind of afraid I was going to have a nervous breakdown, because it just kept getting, it was just more and more work. Like, I didn't know going into the season I was going to be playing all those characters. So when I found out about Andy Warhol, there was definite panic, and then Manson, and then the other three characters was just absolute fear and panic, and I'm not good enough, I don't think I'll be able to do it, I can't do it, and just sort of battling that. But
so how did you get through it?
I just worked really hard. I worked as hard as I possibly could. I listened to them all the time. I watched them all the time. I memorized my lines. I let go of everything when we were shooting and just sort of dove in and tried to create. And it was cool. There was a lot of self-direction as well, that I was, you know, kind of giving myself, and that felt really empowering as well, to sort of, you know, help block a scene or help, you know, just give my input more, which as the season progressed, I realized how much more I don't want to say power, but maybe how much more control I can have over a scene, and it can be more of a collaborative effort as opposed to just the director making all the decisions. I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, their decision goes, but you have more of a say, you have more input, and that sort of made me kind of get the directing bug a little bit. I mean, I've always kind of had it, but to sort of be there and be like, wow, maybe I could actually do that was sort of a empowering.
That would be great.
Experience. Yeah, I would love that.
Is that something you could explore on future seasons? Have you talked to Ryan at all about it?
I would hope so. I put in my official request, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Talk about that Cheetos scene. I mean, how did that even come together?
That I read and was sort of. I was like, I don't know how this is going to play. This seems a little weird and crazy, which is, you know, it's sort of a foreshadow to sort of where it all goes.
Sure.
What was the question?
How
it was shot?
How did you even pull off the Cheetos scene? Were you eating Cheetos between takes?
No. God, no. No, but we did have to break for lunch with Cheetos on my face, which was a little gross.
Amazing.
But yeah, interesting enough, Cheetos don't have quite enough of an orange tint to them. When you blend them all up with a little bit of water,
as I do all the time,
as you do, it becomes a little bit more of a pale, orangey consistency. So we wanted to get that real nice Cheeto. So it's a mixture of Cheetos and a little bit of orange paint.
Okay. Give it that recipe that for that everyone
nice
at home.
Yeah, if you want to do that for tonight, or this is 31st.
Can you watch yourself? Can you watch the episode and appreciate your own performance?
I have not watched this season yet. I told myself I was going to because I'm in it a lot and I want to learn from myself and watch a little bit more of myself. But I'm getting ready for Pose and I'm scared that if I watch it, it'll throw me off of what I've been prepping for Pose, and I don't want to do that. So I'm really, really torn. I really want to watch this season. Not just for that, but because also, like, I love the through line of the whole season, the beginning, middle, and end. I think it all wraps up very nicely and is its own little contained story. It's one of my favorite ones because of that.
Really?
Because it all sort of resolves itself at the end in a great way, and because it is more of a reality, which is cool. So there's a lot of reasons that I want to watch it, but I'm afraid that it might be around Christmas time that I'm starting to binge it all, which would be cool. I mean, I love binging a show, so
would seem appropriate. Of all the characters that you've played across all the seasons of Horror Story, which one is your favorite?
That's a hard question. I had a lot of fun playing Mr. March. Mr. March was a very liberating experience for me because I felt very trapped by all the stuff I'd been doing before. And so I said, to hell with that. I'm just going to go with my instinct and my gut and play around and mess around and just have a good time. And I sort of just took that season to do that for myself. It didn't always work. I have to be honest. Sometimes it was a little too crazy, or it was a little in and out, but it was still a very liberating experience. So that was really fun to play that. And then kind of after that, it's been, you know, the Edward Mott was really fun and challenging. And I wish that character would have gone on longer because it was just such a challenge to play that role, and very fun because he's so crazy. And the paintings, it was really cool. I went and looked at a lot of paintings. You know, I do a lot of research on my roles, maybe a little too much, and I should just kind of get out of my head a little bit more. But that was fun. I would go to the Huntington Gardens and look at the Gainsborough, the blue boy, the little blue boy,
mm-hmm.
blue boy, I think it is. It was crazy, and I would write all these like stories about them and like talk to them and sort of do this weird thing. And I must have looked like a crazy person, but it was very fun to sort of have that world to live in as Edward Mott. And I just had a great time playing that because, I mean, I love portraits and I love realistic art. Just the detail that goes into it is shocking and mind-blowing. So I really, really... Because I cannot do that. You know, that I cannot paint like that. I don't know who that I know can. But so I really admire that. So that was a fun one. And then, obviously, Kai has been a really, you know, a massive, massive role. So that's been incredibly challenging, and therefore it's been incredibly rewarding. So it was cool because this one... I guess I got to do it on Freak Show a little bit, but this one was really... I was working so much. I was working consistently, you know, 5 days a week, except for a couple times where I had some days off. But with that, you know, I was able to sort of live the character in a way that I wasn't able to do before. You know, you have to work a day there, you work 2 days there, and it's kind of time off. This was very much like I was going crazy from the schedule and the shooting and then the character was going crazy and the pressure and everything was just building up and
you're looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing blue hair.
Exactly. And so it was just like everything was crazy and I was just, you know, losing myself more and more to this sort of insanity, which was very cool to sort of be able to put that on screen and to sort of live it in a way that I hadn't quite been able to do before. So it was definitely a challenge.
Do you have a theory on how the seasons intersect? I know that's one of the biggest questions about the show.
I do not. I don't even know how they intersect, except for I think this season. I wonder if it's already been said or not, so maybe I shouldn't say it, but
go for it.
There's one little line where it's like you wouldn't accept an interview from Lana Winters or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like the smallest little connection ever.
But pages will be written on
but
it.
But pages will be written on it. And maybe one day it'll all connect. I still want them to revisit Murder House.
Yeah, me too.
I think that would be awesome to do that. I think that'd be smart to do that one season. At least for a little bit. I mean, to get everybody back would be so cool. You know, everybody's gotten a little bit older, and I mean, I know ghosts can't really age, but anyway.
We're putting that idea out there. Ryan,
yeah.
Are you listening?
Come on, Ryan.
How many seasons do you see this going?
Honestly, I don't know. I think they have two more, I think they said. So, but the way that it is, I mean, it could go on. Could be like The Simpsons. It could just go on forever. You know, like...
Yeah. You could keep reinventing worlds.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you'd be on board?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why do you think the show is so popular? Why do you think fans have responded so much to it?
That's a great question. Well, I around this time of year, you know, you get that craving to watch something scary, and it's just I don't know why, but it's just, you know, feels good. The popcorn, the candy, the scary movie, it all kind of works and it feels good and it's sort of nostalgic in a way. And I think that's always there. And then the fact that it's a different story every season, I think, is incredibly smart, because then you get, you know, you put your faith in the actors, so you trust the actors, but then, you know, to see them in a different role and to see it be a different story, and you don't know what's coming next, other than that it is a scary show and that it will scare you. So it'll satisfy that craving, but it'll also satisfy the sort of ADD that we all have now, where, you know, it's something new and fresh, but there's still something familiar about it. You're still seeing some of the same actors, and that feels cool. And the writing's also, you know, current and very well written, and they're very complex characters. So the writing's also familiar in a way too, as the actors are. So that's, I guess that's why people keep coming back.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I can't let you go without asking about Pose. What can you tell us about the character you're going to play?
I can't say much other than that It's a period piece, and it takes place in 1987 in New York City, and it's the largest transgender cast, which is incredible, and I'm very, very excited to start working with everybody, and I'm just incredibly excited to get out to the city and start working on it. I think it's going to be awesome and an incredibly enlightening experience, and I think we're going to have a blast.
Can't wait to see it.
No, thank you.
Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Thanks for listening to today's show. We'll be back next time with another great episode. We'll be talking about Hulu's new show Future Man with creator Seth Rogen and star Josh Hutcherson. See you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.